On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Lucy Hickmott.
Travel firm says it's buying the 13 Thomas Cook stalls in Kent following the collapse of the company last month. Hayes Travel is taking on more than 500 branches across the country and will employ a large number of former Thomas Cook employees. Meantime, we're just hearing the high street jewellery retailer Lynx of London has gone into administration, putting 350 jobs at risk. We'll bring you more as we get it here on KMFM.
KMFM News.
Police in Germany say two people have been killed in a shooting in the eastern city of Halle. Reports there say a hand grenade was thrown outside a synagogue. One person's been arrested. A controversial £100 million plan to build a new theatre, office block and car park in Tunbridge Wells have been thrown out. Councillors voted against the idea at a meeting last night where protesters had gathered outside. There had previously been concerns about the cost of the scheme and the impact it would have on the town. Tom Guy lives there.
They tell us that the town hall, assembly hall and the police offices are not fit for purpose. I know they may belong to different people, but that's not an excuse for building on a beautiful park.
Council leader Alan McDermott is disappointed with the decision.
It could resurrect itself, but the cost would become so much more horrendous that it will be very difficult for us to do it. Parts of it we might do, like the office block or something like that, but the whole complex again, I think, would be well beyond our means.
A man's been taken to hospital with neck wounds after being attacked with a glass bottle in Dartford town centre. It happened on Suffolk Road in the early hours of Sunday. Detectives have released a CCTV image of people they're keen to speak to. You can see it at kentonline.co.uk. MPs will gather in Westminster for their first Saturday sitting since the Falklands War in the run-up to Brexit. The government plans to call them into the Commons on the 19th of October, the day after a summit that will decide if the UK and EU can agree a deal. Ireland's Prime Minister reckons that'll be very difficult. Sinn Féin's Deputy Leader Michelle O'Neill has accused Boris Johnson of pursuing a reckless agenda.
Clearly, the British government have demonstrated time and time again that they are not acting in Ireland's interest. They are not acting in the interest of the people who live in the North. And that is not just nationalist people, that is those also with a British identity.
Meantime, the Court of Sessions decided it's not necessary to issue an order forcing the Prime Minister to seek a Brexit extension if there's no deal in 10 days' time. Judges say they'll wait until the 21st to make a ruling. The Home Secretary's been in Kent as it's confirmed money's being made available for almost 150 new police officers in the county. It's part of government plans to hire 20,000 across England and Wales over the next 3 years. Priti Patel says they'll make a real difference.
I've absolutely seen the 147 equivalents that'll be added to numbers here in Kent. There'll be out there territorial police officers, bobbies on the beat, making our community safer and importantly making a difference to policing and crime across our communities.
Police and Crime Commissioner Matthew Scott says the county was already on target to have 450 more officers by March next year. He's told us it's already having a big impact.
We're starting to see even now some of those extra officers going out into town centre policing roles, into rural policing roles, really visible roles that people will see, and that's one of the things that I've been really keen to press. Visible policing has been a priority of mine. I'm helping Kent Police deliver that.
The extra officers will be recruited over the next 18 months.
KMFM News.
A group are due in court later after more than 300 defibrillators were stolen from ambulances across Kent. The life-saving equipment was taken between September 2016 and the following August in Thanet, Herne Bay, Ashford, Northleigh, Chatham and Sheppey. 11 people are accused of various offences, including conspiracy to burgle, handling stolen goods and money laundering. Various landmarks across Kent will be turning pink and blue tonight to mark the start of Baby Loss Awareness Week. The clock towers in Gravesend and Herne Bay will be lit up, along with Whitstable Castle.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Gillingham's trip to Ipswich Town in the EFL Trophy last night ended in a heavy defeat. It finished 4-0 and followed their opening game group game defeat to Colchester in the competition. That means they can't progress past the group stages. Here's assistant manager Paul Rayner.
Ipswich's fringe players were slightly better than ours on the night, and they should be. They should be. Obviously, they've got a lot stronger squad, more depth in their squad, a lot more quality in their squad, but still disappointed that we didn't acquit ourselves better tonight.
You can read our match report at kentonline.co.uk. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.